The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell, we get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 bam, jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
How?
My son was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping
we
on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
They just zapped you.
I want to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna crack.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe Show,
live from American Family Insurance Studio. And I'm here for the action.
And none but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's hump day.
And how y'all doing out there in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Thank you for joining me this April 9th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, we got a lot going on the show today. You know the story about James Cooper that we brought the family on the show. We brought the family on the show about James Cooper, where he went down to a town in Mississippi and he ended up, I guess they're saying he hung himself. This is what they're saying, but the family is raising an eyebrow. Well, at 2 o'clock today, we got the investigators coming in that have been investigating this. So we got breaking news. We're going to have up-to-date information. Once again, James Cooper, his mom was here, and he's also a native of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He left Milwaukee to go down to Mississippi to be with what he thought was his family. And the family saying that it was some foul play, but they said that they found him hanging, you know. So we're going to talk about that. We got the investigators coming. But before we get into the show, I want to talk about something because I seen something very disturbing online. And I'll say this before I introduce what I thought was disturbing online. I want to talk about knowledge of self because it plays a factor in what we're seeing. And a lot of people, when you don't have knowledge of self, you kind of allow other things to take precedence and you start just not having a center ground to ground yourself. You're not grounded many times when you don't have knowledge of self. And many times we understand that throughout history, they have tried to block our true history of who we truly are as Black. I say I'm American, and I'll tell you this, but they don't want the history. We talk about history in schools. They only start at slavery. A lot of it starts at slavery, you know. But before slavery, we want to know before all of that, what was going on. And sometimes we have to do a little extra digging. That's why I say I don't trust the school system to teach me my history. I have to do my digging. I have to look at the people that came before me and read books and do that extra studying. A lot of y'all would say that the Bible has a lot of our history in it as well. But what I'll say is this, knowledge of self is powerful. My people perish. Due to what? A lack of knowledge. So we got to start teaching and infusing. When I say infuse, you know how they say we got to infuse. We got to infuse that knowledge of self into our youth. Because right now they got so much going on in, with the social media, so much peer pressure, so many different ideologies. And if you don't have knowledge of self, somebody going to give you something to follow. That's why I'm happy that I got a show so we can talk about these things in preparation. In preparation for what we got to see, for what we looking at, because a lot of people don't have a true knowledge of self. And that means that we're going to see a lot of things that look crazy because of that. Because we're not grounded. And many times due to social engineering and the way the Western culture was set up, we have to fight and do extra research to get that knowledge, to ground ourselves. Some people got whole degrees and ain't even grounded. You know what I mean? You know, that degree was to try to get a better position in life. But that means nothing when it comes to having knowledge of self and being grounded. That's all I'm trying to say. And many times, knowledge of self is powerful because once you understand, once you obtain the knowledge of self, then you could create a plan. Then you could create a purpose. Then you could tap into the talents. And then you can move. And everything you do after knowledge of self is strategic. It's organized. It has foundational thoughts and ideas that you can spring from. What I'm seeing now is just people waking up and letting the day be what it is. If they crash out, they crash out. If they don't, they don't. It just depends on what's going on. But what I'm talking about is we have to start searching and getting more closer to the knowledge of self, of who you are, who you truly are, your boundaries, your rules, you know, the definition. Define yourself. Knowledge of self. Knowledge of self, you know, it refers to having a deep understanding of your own thoughts, feelings, values, behaviors. It involves being aware of your strengths and weaknesses, your motivations and desires, and your goals and aspirations. Having knowledge of self can help you make informed decisions, build stronger relationships, and live a more authentic and fulfilling life. Knowledge of self. Y'all know we went through self-care. Now, I ain't trying to go back down that road now. We already did self-care. We already did self-care in March. But knowledge of self, you thought self-care was powerful. You gain knowledge of self. You might be path. You might get path. And sometimes people will influence you, the crowd. When you don't have knowledge of self, you start looking at the crowd and say, okay, well, everybody doing this, it must be okay. But many, many times when you see a bunch of people moving a certain way, you know, that don't mean it's right. That do not mean that's the right way. I'm trying to tell y'all today, let's start trying to regroup, rethink, and reshape and implement a lot of these things that we've been discussing when it comes to us, when it comes to knowledge of self, when it comes to making moves, idealisms, creating our traditions, holding our people accountable when it comes to community work, when it comes to dealing with us, when it comes to getting results. I'll tell you this. I saw something that was very disturbing on the internet, and the Bible verse came to my thoughts. My people perish due to a lack of knowledge. Like, and I'm gonna talk about it when we get back from break. But I just wanted to let, I understand what we finna go into to discuss. But I'm also trying to tell y'all how to get around it, how we can get around a lot of these things. And that's by taking things into our own hands. A lot of y'all look outside yourselves for somebody to come help and bring and resolute things. And if that's the way you're doing it, God bless you. But I'm going to tell you this, the best way we can turn things around, and I say this all the time, if everybody do a little, nobody got to do a lot. Inch by inch, everything's a cinch. Teamwork make the dream work. These are ideas, group ideas, and a lot of people are using the individualism that they have to be in the group. So they're trying to use the group to benefit their individual ideas. And I see this all the time. I talk about it on the air. I'm trying to be out here as best way I can to be the example of what I want to see or the help I want to receive or the person I want to come to help me. Because eventually we all going to have to be a resource for each other. We all going to have to do it, whether you come to grips with it or not. Because when we look out that window, tell me what you see. And until we take initiative as a group, as a whole, man, woman, and child, it's not going to change. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Double up, three or four times, I ain't telling no lies, I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up, I ain't telling no lies, I just, yeah. I ain't telling no lies, I just...
101, 7 of Truth, Tory Lowe Show, DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos, Truth Nation. What we about to talk about is very disturbing, so I must warn y'all that this is very disturbing. This is making its rounds since yesterday on social media. A post made by QJ on Facebook. It says... OMG, they done started a fight house in Milwaukee. Now, I don't know exactly what a fight house was, but they had video of a bunch of teenagers in a house strictly for fighting. Now, I looked at this video, and one of the moms had contacted me once I shared the post. She said she saw the video, and she saw her daughter in it, in the video. So what it looks like to me is a bunch of kids, young kids, teens, gathering in a house to strictly fight. They're calling it fight housing. Fight house. The fight, you know, taking, instead of throwing a party, instead of doing a get together, they all going into a residence, or maybe it's a bando. Maybe it's an abandoned building. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But they're fighting, and they taking turns fighting. And there's video of it online. I shared it on my page, but we got some video of this. If y'all watching as we broadcast live on YouTube, once again, this is called Fight House, I guess. This is the new thing that these young people are doing. And they just sitting back. It look like people got drinks. It's like somebody holding drinks. Somebody, you know, they got cell phones. And it's women. It's girls. What I'm seeing in this, whatever this is that they're showing, is girls fighting groups. Girl groups. Groups of girls fighting girl on girl. It's one of those things is very disturbing to see that young people are doing this. Once again, I got the DJ Brother Z is trying to load the video. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is so disturbing. And I'm looking at the comments, and mostly the comments are shocked and concerned about a fight club in Milwaukee involving kids. Some suggest alternative activities like read books, start a book club, study groups. Others see it as a safe outlet for aggression. Who, you know, these are what's going on in the comments. I wonder, I mean, where are the adults? Where are the adults? I Choose Violence in the chat says, good for the kids. Hey, see, that's what I'm saying. Some people saying, hey, some people are agreeing that this is a safe outlet for aggression. Proposing strict fights with gloves and gear, most agree it's disturbing and unacceptable. All I'm saying is, I can't believe this is going on. There is several videos of this. It's several. Like, online, it just started yesterday. I'm sure it's going to be on the mainstream media this evening because it's going viral. It's going viral right now, and it's called Fight House. And they're gathering in somebody's residence, clearing the living room out, and they standing in a circle and throwing blows. I don't know if this is a Milwaukee thing. I don't know if this is original to Milwaukee. I ain't never seen this. But I'm going to tell you, parents, you where your children at? Because this looked like it's late in the evening, and it's looking pretty bad. It's a lot of hair pulling, a lot of violent activity going on back to back to back. You see some of the young men in there kind of refereeing, like randomly pulling people off. You see randomly where two girls are fighting and then a third girl will jump in and fight. This is what's happening. This is starting to go viral right now. And I think that we need to put the word out and let the community know that this is happening. This is going on. And, hey, this is a cry. This is a cry for all those years where we said that they had nothing to do, all those years that we were going to get something up for them to do. We struggled with developing ideas for the youth, and now here we go. Here we go. They got it out here, the Fight House. Now the adults, where are the adults? Well, we got some video up, if y'all watching as we broadcast live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. It's pretty disturbing. It's pretty disturbing. And I'm telling you, it's multiple fights. I didn't see, just off social media alone, it's about 7 or 8 fights alone and group fighting all at the same time. Y'all thought UFC. Y'all thought y'all paid to go see UFC. If this was on pay-per-view, the world would watch it. This is how crazy this is. And I'll tell you this. We got to do something, Truth Nation. When we talk about how we deal with the youth, it's a lot of kids in here with this aggression. They taking a lot of punishment. Some girls are getting their hair snatched out. Some girls are being hit from behind while they're engaging in fights. This is wild. This is wild to watch. Mark Reed says self-hate. That's why the girl was bitten by the dog at Mayfair fighting by teenagers. Sam King says the adult hosts the fight. So, yeah, it has to be. The adult have to host this. I agree, Sam. There have to be. Where is somebody paying rent there? There's some lights on. Somebody paying rent. It's an adult. Got to be somewhere. Probably. I wouldn't be surprised if they was taking money at the door. I don't know how this is set up. I Choose Violence says I can assist on fighting techniques if they request. Hey, you know, like I said, there's some grown-ups out here. And this is, hey, they saying that, hey, this is probably safe, a safe way to so they can deal with aggression. Like whoever in the chat, whoever popping up in the chat talking that extra, it's people like them. Not really, a city girl said, nah, pulling hair and people jumping in on one-on-one fights. Look like this will turn to the worst in no time. It looks like it's no organization to it. It's really not no organization to it. And I'll tell you this. I can see right now, adults, and I wouldn't even call them adults. I would say grown up, you know, people that got over 21, you know, still acting like children, they have to be assisting this for this to go down in this house because it don't look like none of them kids got money to pay the rent. It do not look like none of these kids got money to pay the rent. Run that back one more time for those that are just joining. If you're watching us live, we got video of it that was posted on social media. This was posted on social media yesterday. of the fights. And if you see your child on here, I'm telling you, a mother had hit me up. A mother said, "Hey, Tory, how can we shut this down? It's random. I don't know where they having the fights. I mean, you would have to, once, you know, we secure your daughter, and hopefully she can tell us how this is going on." Look at this madness. If y'all watching this, we broadcast live. We got video, or you can go to Tory Lowe, K-I-N-G, on Facebook, and I got it shared there. It's called House Fights, the House Fights. So is this what they doing on the weekends, or how is this, who, you know, I would hate for this to become a trend, but they trying to make it a trend. They video recording it. Maybe some Kia boys in there. I don't know. I see a lot of cats with hoodies on. If y'all see y'all kid in the video, let me know. I want to come and try to break this down. See what's going on with this. These are our children. Wow, that's crazy. Jeff said, yeah. Mile, the elephant, is too late for that. Yeah, it is too late for it. Hey, look, we working from behind because for years, I've been saying, I could pull a video from 10 years ago saying we need to come together as a community and get places where the youth can grow and develop. And when you don't have that, it mutates. It mutates into what I'm seeing. This is something is going to happen. And then it's starting out as a fight house, but then let's say somebody gets really upset, and I don't even know if they monitoring if anybody got guns or not. What if they get upset and somebody gets to, you know, taking it to that next level? 9482 says, this is crazy, Tory Lowe. The act of violence with our youth, our people, our future generations are doomed with these continuous acts of genocide, self-hate. These are our youth. We're going to have to figure this out. So if anybody has a youth that was participating in this type of behavior, let me know. Let me know. Reach out to me on social media. You know, let's see what we can do about it. Let's see if we can get something. You know, if this don't tell you we need to react and really put out things and really get things developed for these young people, I don't know what. I don't even know what to say. All these organizations getting millions of dollars, a lot of wasteful spending going on, but yet the youth feel like there's nothing for them to do. This has been going on. This feeling has been going on for a long time. We bring youth on the show. They say that they're feeling like they're being ignored. We got all these people getting money from the state, from the taxpayer dollars. What's going on? Why are we not creating? Because they finna create. They gonna create. Mal the Elephant says, parents should start monitoring these phones or any electronic devices in the house. Let's start from there. I've been saying it. I've been talking about that. Antonio Whitmore, the same one said fights now, shootouts later. Crazy is shameful. Yes. Hey, we just had a mother on the show. Tanya Green. They were meeting up at Dineen Park late at night, and then they started shooting. Over 101 gunshots, and Amira Wallace lost her life. And then before that, they was over at Midtown a couple years back, and then there was a lot of shooting going on. You don't think that this fighting stuff going to turn into shooting? Okay. And this is dangerous because you don't know what house it's going to be in. They calling it fight housing. The fight house. Fight night. Kathleen says, where are the adults? Does someone recognize the place? That's what I'm saying. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Change today, the liquor been taking the pain away. I heard you was giving your chain away. That's kind of like giving your fame away. What's wrong with you? I sit in a box where the owners do. A boss is a role that I've grown into. I love you to death, but I told you the truth. I can't just be with you, I'm only you. Yeah, I got one Virgil, got one in that day, it's the only two. Man, how many times have I shown and proved? Man, how many nights I've been woke, swerving the potholes, not trying to flip the wheels on the road, okay? Funny how life goes, he thought he was sick, now we wiping his nose, okay? Soon as you give him your soul, you blow up and they say you're selling your soul, okay? They want my life exposed, they want to know about the highs and lows. Well, summer, all I did was rest, okay?
And 101, 7 okay? The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. I guess we doing a pop culture report. It's just me and DJ Brother Z. So I'ma stay on this. This story that we talked about yesterday, Carmelo Anthony and the situation where there was a stabbing at a track meet. Anthony, 17, is charged with the murder of a 17-year-old Frisco High School student, Austin Metcalf. The stabbing happened April 2nd. It was at a track meet, you know, at the school. And there's a lot going on with this situation. A lot of racial tension. Austin Metcalf is a white 17-year-old. And Anthony is a 17-year-old young black male. And I'll tell you this. This has been going on for the last couple days. There's GoFundMes out here. The family's attorney have spoken now. They're trying to get his bail amount reduced. They said they set the bail, the bond has been set at $1 million. At $1 million, the criminal defense attorneys, they want to have it lowered. They are releasing a statement to the public. They're speaking out. This has been brewing. This is starting to become interesting, especially when you start looking in the comments, DJ Brother Z. I mean, the comments are crazy. People are really showing their real colors in the comments. I mean, I'll tell you this. We have seen situations where the guy in New York, Penny, where he killed the black man on the train station and he choked him out, the Michael Jackson impersonator. He choked him out. And they gave to him, he said it was self-defense. And, you know, everybody looked at him like he was some type of hero. They, you know, there was some tension over that situation. He ended up being cleared of that situation. And now here we go with another situation, and it's starting to go down that route of being racially charged, where people are saying the N-word with the hard R in the comments and everything. I mean, I'll say this, you know, we got to make sure that when we look at things, I always say when we got enough examples of when our counterparts, when white people get into situations like these, how it's handled. And then Carmelo Anthony said that he was in self-defense. There's talk that he was approached due to sitting under a tent in the rain. One of the young men, two twins, the Metcalf brothers, they're twins. He was approached in a certain way where, you know, we don't even really know because the brother is telling it. I'm only hearing the brother's side. We got other witnesses. I'm hoping to hear what the witnesses are saying, but we know that they confronted him. That's something that from even when the brother telling the story, they confronted him. We know that he was confronted. Okay. And the outcome was Austin Metcalf was stabbed. So here we go with the GoFundMes. And I think that Carmelo Anthony's GoFundMe is now probably close to 300, And there's also a GoFundMe for the victim in this situation with Austin. They're saying that he has a GoFundMe, and the mother has, I think they say it's two GoFundMes for him. So, hey, this is a tough situation. This is a tough situation. I'm telling everybody, don't fall into the extra, because now he has two attorneys working on his behalf. Do we have any of the attorney statements? They're saying that the attorneys are speaking out. We got video as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
5 days since Austin Metcalf was stabbed and killed at a track meet in Frisco. Today, student athletes returned to finish the track meet at a different location. Tiffany Liu shows us the changes made since last week's tragedy.
Monday's track meet at Little Elms Lobo Stadium looks different, more secure, and less crowded than usual. This morning, student athletes from Frisco ISD attended the UIL District 11-5A track and field meet again. It was rescheduled and moved after police say 17-year-old Austin Metcalf from Memorial High School was stabbed and killed last Wednesday by 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony from Centennial High. Instead of a fully open stadium, students, staff, and spectators are going through guarded gates. Bag checks and metal detectors are required for all. Police presence from Little Elm and Frisco PD are clearly on site, too, at each entrance. Parents we spoke with say these security measures do help them feel safer. Others believe it was an isolated incident, but still many are here to support their children, some who are traumatized from the death. As the fatal stabbing remains top of mind, we've learned the suspect, Carmelo Anthony, is represented by defense attorneys Billy Clark and Kim T. Cole. They sent a statement that they'll be working to reduce Carmelo's $1 million bond. They said, "During this difficult time, we urge the public to refrain from rushing to judgment before all the facts and evidence are presented." A lot of people have been supporting Austin's family since his death. While his mom and twin brother spoke with us last week, they're now asking for privacy as they focus on healing. In a statement from Megan Metcalf, she says, in part, "We will entrust the detectives handling the investigation to determine the circumstances surrounding Austin's passing while our family, Hunter, and I prioritize commemorating and honoring Austin." Back at Lobo Stadium, winners of this track and meet won't receive awards on the podium like they typically do. Medals are being handed to the coaches, who will give them to their athletes. More precaution and less celebration in this challenging time for Frisco ISD. In Little Elm, I'm Tiffany Liu.
Hey, so once again, we have a situation, and I agree with the attorneys. At this point, we don't have all the information in front of us. We do know that when Carmelo Anthony was caught, he did tell police that he did it. He didn't deny it. He did say that he was defending himself. He's been saying that since the beginning. And so we got to sit back and wait and see. You know, he has two attorneys. I think they had one. Now they have two attorneys representing him now. There's also been a GoFundMe for both sides in this situation. And when I tell you that the comments on this is, whew, I mean, it's very tense. It's very tense. But I'll say this, you know, he said off the top that he was defending himself. Joining me on the lines is advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. Elizabeth Brown, you've been following this story on Carmelo Anthony and dealing with a lot of the comments too. You've been seeing the comments, and I want to get your opinion on what you're seeing when it comes to the situation with Carmelo Anthony and the Metcalf brothers.
The truth is coming out slowly but surely, but I mean, in reality, it's showing the racist fabric of America. You see the most racist comments. I mean, the N-word, hard R, how blacks are ignorant, uneducated, come from broken homes. We're the most violent, EBT, food stamp welfare recipient. I mean, you name it. But what's so shocking, I mean, that's not shocking coming from, you know, the European side, but to see the Nigerians, the Asians, to see the Dominicans, I mean, the anti-blackness that I'm seeing in all of these comments is absolutely, you know, disgusting, but also very, very eye-opening. The silent racists are coming out in droves. I'm talking about to a point, it's so egregious at this point where you have people reporting this because they're being race baited, and then when they respond, when the black individuals respond, and 9 times out of 10, you know, when you post, when because again, these are on my posts,
right?
You know, I have posted things, and the egregiousness that come across about, you know, they got noose waiting on us, and I mean the sick.
Right. Now,
what black folks already knew was happening, you know what I'm saying? How they feel, but it's been so silent and swept under the rug, but it's real.
Well,
it's
I'll
real
say
in
this.
The thread.
Well, I'll say this, you know, that town is a majority white
township.
White township. How many, what the percentage of black is in that town? 7-something%?
7.9%.
And so what I'm saying is I'm hoping that the attorneys, you know, can get that trial moved, because in that type of township, you're not going to get a fair trial in that township. You know, everybody know each other is one of those things where, you know, you may have to put in to where you want to move and relocate, you know, into another space. And also, you brought up a good point. I seen that you had posted that there is a punishment, or it's a crime many times for hate crimes and cyber stalking motivated by race.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people are starting to get in the comments and then stalk other pages and argue and use a lot of racial language. But you can call the FBI, 1-800-CALL-FBI. If you're being
and report
this is not
absolutely,
this is a crime. If that's what's happening,
absolutely a crime, and it's a double standard, because what's crazy is, you know, these same individuals who holler, you got y'all a victim, you know, black people always playing a victim, and they bring up the race card when you're in the comments speaking. With all the racial, I'm talking about the goal that these people go, making fake accounts. Majority of them don't have, you know, profiles because they cowards. You know, they hide behind a computer with Twitter fingers. And the reality is, like you stated, you know, this part of Texas is very much so, you know, heavily European, but the white passing Asians, the white passing, you know what I'm saying, Hispanics. When I tell you, Tori, that I always knew, but this case right here is showing everybody
it's
in their anti-blackness.
It's eye-opening.
Absolutely.
And what about the two young boys?
That's posting.
Hold on. What about the two young boys that lost their lives in Georgia that nobody still ain't figured
out
what happened?
It's crickets. And again, you know, it just shows the double standard. Like, a black child can't be in fear for his life. Mm-hmm. You understand? Like, he don't have a right to protect his life by any means necessary.
Well,
okay?
I'll say
I'm
this.
I'm talking about, they have reported the GoFundMe for Carmelo Anthony. And these are the individuals who raise millions, you know, or all together. When we talk about, you know, Daniel Penny, when we talk about Luigi, when we talk about Kyle Rittenhouse, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we talk about all of these people, and the thing about black individuals, we never tried to block them from raising money for who they felt was whatever.
Mm.
But the double standard to have this black child who has been proven, because what they were saying, that he was a kid from the ghetto with a single mother, he don't know his father, and the sad reality is that these twins came from a broken home. Their parents not together. Ain't nobody talking about that. There's two GoFundMes. The daddy got one, and the mother and the brother got one.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? And the thing about the media is that they spin this narrative. Because, again, this is O.J. Simpson 5.0 for the race baiting. You know what I'm saying?
With the race baiting.
Yes. And the media is doing that because they're putting out these hit pieces. And what got me so involved in it, because the narrative that they were spinning of Carmelo Anthony, like he was just a thug, like he wasn't a two-star athlete, like he didn't come from a good home, like he didn't have a 3.7 GPA with college offers and working two part-time jobs. This was a good kid who fought for his life, and he had every right to fight for his life. And the reality of it is, as sad as it may be, in America, you have a right to protect your life before anybody else's.
Well,
you understand? Like, you're trying to tell me that he can't fight for his life?
Well, look, when we come back, we got to run the break. When we come back, we got some smoke on the lines. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.